you so much for calling Good Sport. My name is Kyle. How can I help you today?
My name is Nick Joseph, and I took a survey online there, told me to pick my prize, and it was an iPad, and all I had to do was pay shipping and handling. Now, I ain't received no iPad, and this is back on March 4th, so I'm kind of wondering where my iPad is.
Okay, sir, I'd be more than happy to help you with that, sir. What's your zip code, please?
45884.
And what's your name, sir?
Nick Joseph.
Okay, you said 45884.
Yeah.
Could it be on an Amy Joseph?
Yep, that's my wife.
Okay. Can you verify the mailing address, please?
P.O. Box 193, St. John's, Ohio, 45884.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Give me one moment, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. That's okay, honey. It's all right, baby. It's all right. Hey. Still love me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Focus.
Hey.
What?
Calm down. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. With that being stated, sir, that tablet was basically a sweepstakes entry to win that tablet in a drawing. I see you called in on the 14th of March, and you was refunded on the 10th of March. You was refunded $56.95. Are you talking
right.
to my agents?
Yeah.
And, yes, sir.
And I took that survey and it said, pick what I needed. All I had to do was pay shipping and handling. Now, I paid shipping and handling for $7.95. I don't have no product here. So either I want my product or I want my $7.95 back.
Okay, sir. With that being said, sir, as stated before, sir, before the call, I stated, sir, that entry for the tablet, sir, was a sweepstakes drawing to possibly win that tablet, sir. So that's why you paid the $7.95, sir, for an entry.
That ain't what it said on the computer. It said, take the survey, and then it said, pick your prize. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling, and I did that. It didn't say anything about being entered into a drawing or anything like that. So... now, I either want my product or I want my $7.95, man. Y'all ripped me off.
Give me one moment, sir.
Yeah.
It's a normal entry. Why would you pay shipping and handling on something that you probably won't get?
Right.
You be entered into the drawing, and if you do win it, you pay the $7.95.
Right.
So, was that amount that they took out, what was that for?
Some magazine thing that was added on to it somehow.
Oh.
So, no more taking surveys on
no
more of this bullshit. No more of that bullshit. This is stupid.
See you here, sir. Just give me one moment, please, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you stole the Bible.
Yeah. No shit. Make a replay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe even across the street to the other place. They might be cheaper. He begins.
I don't know if there's a story. We had a person off of there by Eagle. You can go and bring things in. That's the thing. But that's the place you could have tried.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have any more like that anymore, but...
yeah, I don't know. We can certainly try it. And, yeah, you used a lot of data so far.
Have I?
Oh, yeah. But you ain't maxed us out or nothing.
Yeah, but...
so far, our bill's only $45.
Yeah, but still.
So, I ain't worried.
Well, it's sort of like at the end of our thing.
When we have to pay the bill.
My last client, I told me, get everything off.
All right. We'll wait and see. Ain't no biggie.
I'll see what I can do different to keep, you know, logging it out so it's not always constantly running during my client, because I have to put all the information back in. And I don't know if it saves my client's information if I log out of it. I might have to go back in and do it again. I don't know. Everybody runs, you know, leaves it on.
See, this is why your job kind of sucks, because that shit should be provided to you. You should have a tablet that's assigned to them, and they should have to pay for that data.
Right.
You know what I mean? You pay $11 an hour. How much data do you need to use, you know, for a month? And then how much you have to pay for that?
Right.
Now you're only making, you know, maybe $10.50 an hour. You know what I mean? Like, if you start breaking it down, it ain't no wonder why they can't get no help doing all that shit like that.
That's why everybody doesn't want the data.
And then...
It didn't affect me before, because that's going to make out.
I understand that.
So, now it's like, I want to ask Danny, Ross, Alex, that's Kathleen's granddaughter, if they have Wi-Fi passwords, and see if I can get into those to use as one with at least now.
Yeah.
So that's 2 hours and 2 hours, three times a week on each of them.
Right.
You know, especially like Patricia from Olivia.
I know.
Dana Clark.
It's all right. I don't know.
Amen.
You didn't go over.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sorry for having you patiently holding everything, sir. With that being said, sir, I'm sorry about the time condition. It didn't state that you will be entered into a sweepstakes drawing, sir. On the other hand, sir, we have fully refunded you for the $56.95 and have also canceled your account, sir, so you won't get any future charges, sir. With that being said, sir, since the charge was March the 2nd, sir, I wouldn't be able to handle the charge, sir, the $7.95, because that was for the sweepstakes drawing entry to possibly win the tablet, sir.
All right, so you all just ripped people off. That's cool.